Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Woo. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up. Bump the speakers loud.
Get ready.
It's about to go down right now. On the new Eminem radio vibe. Turning up the youth. Turning up for life. On the new Eminem radio vibe. Turning up the youth. Turning up for Christ. This is Eminem radio.
My name is Mia,
also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. That's right, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. Shout out to all of you that decided to tune in to your girls. We are on all podcasting platforms. We are on iTunes, Google Play, and iHeartRadio. Get that downloaded to your smartphone and or mobile device ASAP, because we are your one-stop show for music, motivation, and a great conversation. So we have the next 60 minutes carved out especially for YOU. But of course, I can't do this show by myself. I need my girl. What's going on, Mia?
What's popping, Misa? What's good, everybody? Listen, thank you so much for tuning in to your girls right here on, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. Now let's go ahead and get things started right now. Of course, you guys already know your girls love us some Fridays. Now, not just because it's close to the weekend, but because we get the opportunity to shout out one of our followers who just decided to go and blow up our notifications on Instagram by liking our pics. So with all that being said, man, here's a huge shout out to at QV708U on Instagram. Listen, be the first person to shout us out or blow up our notifications, and you could be next week's Follow Up Friday.
Yes, most definitely. And you already know, so much went down throughout the week that we need to talk about on the show.
Oh, yes.
Hashtag too many hashtags, where we give all things trending as well as all things current through the use of hashtags. Save a life. Tell somebody that in a couple more minutes, the hashtags are on the way.
And listen, man, stay close. Your dose of encouragement is not too far away as Misa shares with you her one-minute inspiration. Listen, you do not want to miss the inspiration Misa's going to be bringing to you.
And keep it locked, because we'll be having a very special guest on the show today. Powerhouse pop vocal artist Blanca will be joining us a little later on. I cannot wait to have this conversation with her. She's so, so dope. But of course, you're going to get the opportunity to hear her brand new project coming up a little bit later.
Listen, you do not want to miss it. And listen, join us in on today's conversation. We're excited to hear your opinions on this one. It's all centered around this right here. So Kendall Jenner wore an afro on the cover of Vogue magazine, and there were some people who weren't having it. Now, is this culture appropriation or just high fashion? Let us know what you're thinking on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. Facebook too, at MM Live Radio. Let us know. Listen, add us in the tweet or comment so we can see what you're talking about. But listen, Misa, this song has been on my mind all week. Been bumping it every single day. I just love this. I love this jam.
It's such a bop. When I tell you, Mia, the first time we heard it was maybe about a handful of weeks ago,
right,
at the It's Not a Game tour. He killed it, opened up the show, and that was a way how to start it off right.
That is exactly right. So here it is. We'll let you guys be the judge of it. Here is Vacation by Jalen and Sean featuring 1K Few. Then we got hashtag too many hashtags. This week's current topics coming up right after that. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio.
Lady, come here. Let me tell you something. Lately, I've been wondering if you could be my forever. See, you was like God. He must be up to something. No, you tired of running. Let's just stay here together. I know your mama told you don't let guys get running off with your love. You don't even open up, so your heart can't get crushed. You've been let down so many times, you wonder if you need to get up. You done been through too much, but I ain't tryna mess this up. Let's get away, we can take a trip to the bay. Hit the beach, take a vacay. Whatever you like, yeah, whatever you like. Oh my, my, you done stressing the night. Stay up, watch the sunrise. We just fine, yeah. You just need your vacation. You just need your you on vacation. You just need you on vacation. People say forever is a mighty long time. I don't know. I ain't really tripping if it mean that I'm holding you close to me. Baby girl, you all I need. Your smile is everything. Come and be my company. You need to take off for work. We can road trip in the A. We can take a dip by the bay. Hop on a plane, go to Spain. No matter the place, girl, you melt my heart like Pompeii. Ay. I told you, don't let guys go running off with your love. You done been through too much, so I ain't tryna mess this up. Nah, let's get away. We can take a trip to the bay, hit the beach, take a vacay. Whatever you like, yeah, whatever you like. Oh my, you done stressing the night. Stay up, watch the sunrise. We just fine, yeah. You just need your vacation. Need you on vacation. You just need you on vacation, yeah. We paint a picture while they be tracing, yeah. Landing in all type of nations. Can't get enough of your love, girl, you been so patient. We started off in the basement. Now we up out of space again. Number one is the place we in. It's a meal at the finish line. All my people gon' race to win. Lord have mercy on Polo, please. He got a case to win. Can't fold, never crease, don't bend. If you do, don't cry, we been now, so
let's get away. We can take a trip to the bay. Hit the beach, take a vacay. Whatever you like, yeah, whatever you like. Oh my, you done stressing the night. Stay up, watch the sunrise. We just fine, yeah, we just fine. Let's get away. We can take a trip to the bay. Hit the beach, take a vacay. Whatever you like, yeah, whatever you like. Oh my, you done stressing the night. Stay up, watch the sunrise. We just fine. You just need you on vacation.
That was Vacation by Jalen and Sean featuring a 1K Few. Listen, you're back with your girls, Misa and Mia. From you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. And listen up. I'm going to let you know, put you up on game to what time it is right here, right now. It's time for hashtag Too Many Hashtags, where we tell you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
You know, on social media, when we make a post or status, we tend to go in on the hashtags. This segment right here is called hashtag Too Many Hashtags, where we give you guys all things trending, all things current through the use of hashtags. Hashtag Hey Google. Now, according to the New York Times in New York, workers are protesting Google's handling of sexual harassment in the workplace. Y'all, listen to this. The mass walkouts followed a New York Times article saying that Google pays millions of dollars in ways to protect male executives accused of sexual harassment. More than 3,000 people gathered in a city park and carried signs protesting this week. It was even said to be seen in similar scenes played out in other cities around the world, from Singapore, India, Berlin, London, Chicago, and even Seattle. Now, as Google employees held a wave of walkouts on Thursday to protest the internet's company handling of sexual harassment, it has definitely taken a lot of people on the internet just catching a lot of wave when it comes to this mass walkout and mass protest. Mia, what do you think about this? Is this a peaceful protest? Do you think that they went a little too far? What do you think about this?
No. That is not going far at all. I feel like if you believe in what you stand for when it comes to the Me Too movement and all of those types of things, and you feel like that people need to be persecuted or punished for the things right? that they do, you can't get paid for, you know, staying quiet or anything like that. If you do not support it, walk out. That's what you believe. You want to do it. I support it. I feel like they're doing something right.
I think a lot of people, especially in this day and time, they often think that their voice does not matter.
Right.
You know, that's why we face a lot of people not wanting to get out to the polls and vote, because they feel like their voice is not heard. You know, I feel like that their voice isn't going to be considered or anything. But we're not going to consider it unless you stand up and you say something. The moment we all realize the power that we all possess, then that's when true change is going to happen in our world.
You don't even have to have had that past, like even had to have been sexually assaulted for you to even stand up for it. And I think that's another thing that speaks volumes, is the fact that, no, it didn't happen to me, but I support you and I see that it hurts you, so therefore I'm going to stand with you.
Yeah.
That's what we need more in today's society.
You see a problem, but you want to help find a solution.
I agree 100%. But also I want to say this. When you said, hey, Google, why did my phone go off and
did
hear
it?
You? That way, like, my phone buzzing was ready. I'm listening. We ain't talking to you, Google.
Talking to you, Google.
Oh my goodness, nosy.
Crazy. Hashtag the Me Too movement.
Hashtag is happening everywhere today.
Hashtag, hey, Google executives.
Hashtag, throw your whole selves away.
Hashtag, too many hashtags.
Listen to this one, guys. Hashtag, Madea's final bow. It's the end of an era, ladies and gentlemen. Director and producer Tyler Perry says that it's time to kill off his famous character, Madea. He said that he'll be releasing his new movie, Madea's Family Funeral, in 2019. Along with the film, he also plans to do a farewell tour with the members of the original cast. Now, when he was questioned about his reasons for saying goodbye to the well-known character, he says that, I just don't want to be her age playing her. I guess I can kind of see that, because I guess he was younger at that time, so it was fun. But I guess, I mean, you know, all good things must come to an end.
That's true. If you want to hang something up, go ahead and hang it up. You know where it's supposed to be.
Do you think that Madea was getting played out, though? Do you think it's time?
Yes and no. Yes, because, I mean, we have a whole collection, a whole season of not only Madea plays,
right,
but Madea movies.
Listen, the Madea plays were ahead of its time.
Yeah, if you didn't know that Madea first came from plays,
then turned into a movie, like, you just didn't know.
You're not real true Madea fans.
You're not.
Now, I do kind of feel like, you know, I the only reason why I don't want for Tyler Perry to, per se, kill off the Madea character. I mean, I see his reasons why. But the thing is Madea and Tyler Perry, they have really helped a lot of actors, well-known actors at that, get their start from, you know, Madea movies and different things that Tyler Perry has written in the past. But I do think that, like, for example, if there's, like, another writer someplace else that wants to create a different movie and they want for Madea to kind of, like, make a cameo, I feel like that would be very appropriate.
Yeah.
I don't want for Madea to die, because, I mean, I feel like she has grown to be such a vital part of our culture.
I feel like her dying is going to be too traumatic. I don't think I'll be able to take it. I think if you just find a nice way to just end everything, that's fine. But I'm not going to lie, I'm really going to miss, you know, the Madea that we all know and love, you know, packing, just not taking nothing from nobody.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really going to miss that. And I'm excited for this movie as well.
I actually feel like, even though it was played by a man, she raised me.
Yeah, she right. Exactly. Hashtag, from the memories of her running the block.
Hashtag, wise words and prison sentencing.
Hashtag, we say goodbye.
Hashtag, to our beloved Mabel Simmons.
Hashtag, too many hashtags. And listen, we're giving you hashtag, too many hashtags. That's right. All things current, as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
Hashtag, you're my boo. Now, while the spirit of Halloween has faded away, there's still a lot of scary things that's happening lately. An English woman has said that she has been having flings with ghosts since she was a teenager. She has said that she's had flings with over 20 ghosts in the past, and one ghost in particular from Australia wanted to take their relationship to what it seems to be another spiritual level and asked for this woman's hand in marriage. Yes, the ghost just proposed, and she wants the living world to know that she said yes. And just to clear the record, apparently she met this ghost, her now fiance, on a business trip.
Alexa, play The Freaks Come Out at Night.
Alexa, play Ghostbusters.
Alexa, play Crazy in Love. Like,
what is going on here? I don't even know what to even say starting off. The fact that she's been having relationships with ghosts in the past and she was a teenager, I don't even know what to even think of that. Now, my thing is this Australian ghost. Where did
he Australian?
Yeah, that's what she said. She went on a business trip to Australia and she met this ghost and now they're engaged. I have so many questions. I don't even think that I'm
even
ready to.
Australian, y'all. Yeah. He is Australian from the down under.
Like, was this a Did you meet him at the restaurant? Oh, at church? Gosh. Was it the Holy Ghost?
So like, does he pick up the tab?
That's what I'm saying.
Does he open the door?
Do y'all live together? Like, what's really happening? I don't know, Mia. It's just
he bringing in money? That's the real question.
I don't know.
Got dollars.
I don't know.
He got money in the bank?
No. We just got to close this.
We don't need dollars and spirits. We need that real cash.
But I mean, I guess the good thing is that there's somebody for everybody, even if it's, you know, ghost. You know, real people. You know, people out here dating animals. So, you know.
Just stop.
Okay.
I tried
to help the lady out.
Mm-mm. Let it go.
Okay, I'll let it go. Hashtag people will look at her like.
Hashtag what the what?
Hashtag I guess that's what it really means.
Hashtag to be booed up.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Here's the last one for you guys. Hashtag stuck in Halloween fun. Now, an Alabama woman, Anna Two, is getting ready for her Halloween festivities when she glued fake zombie teeth in her mouth. Yes, you heard me. Right. She said that the teeth became too tight in her mouth and that the glue was supposed to be only temporary. She then had to end up using wire clippers to remove the teeth and ended up in extreme pain. Let me tell you where I lost it after reading this story, where she said how she thought the glue was temporary. Misa, since when have we ever known glue to be temporary?
I guess, you know, like Elmer's glue, you know, huh? It dries up.
But the glue's still sticking. You know what I'm saying? It's still sticking to something. It's never just like, oh, poof, it like vanishes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So you thought.
Wait, so let me get this straight. So the lady ain't got no teeth at all.
No, I mean, she's lost a couple front teeth, I will say that. But she said
she's a professional jack-o'-lantern.
Oh my gosh.
She's missing teeth, so she tried to put some more teeth in her mouth.
No, I just envisioned her like smiling next to a jack-o'-lantern and there just being gaps. I'm sorry, I lost it. But listen, here's my only problem with that is, listen, common sense is not common, people. I need you to know that. The fact that you thought that when you would glue something to your actual teeth, and you thought, one, it was a good idea. As a matter of fact, I blame the people around her. Who didn't say,
Who are your friends?
What are you doing? Put that Elmer's glue down. That's why I don't like those little fake teeth you put out. I never liked them. They never fit my teeth. I just never trusted it.
But me, I would do that over gluing
glue
to your gums.
And she thought it was temper. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I really don't know what else to think. Listen, yo, either way, she's going to be a zombie all year round, basically.
Yeah. For the rest of her life.
For the rest of her, either that or a jack-o'-lantern. Either way, she's in the Halloween spirit. Hashtag being a zombie for Halloween.
Hashtag what could go wrong?
Hashtag is that you could be a zombie.
Hashtag all year long.
Hashtag too many hashtags. There you go, guys. That was hashtag too many hashtags. Listen, you got to tune in next week, though, because we'll give you guys more current topics and more things that are going on in today's world.
We should let her know that I think The Walking Dead is still hiring.
Oh, a jack-o'-lantern?
Zombies.
Listen, I listen. If they ever point out who she is in that series.
Send me your resume. I'm going to send it right over to the writers of The Walking Dead. We got you. Listen, we are talking all show long. We have a great conversation bit later on the show. And it's all centered around this right here. Kendall Jenner wore an afro on the cover of Vogue magazine. Is this cultural appropriation or just high fashion?
Let us know what you're thinking on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. Facebook, too, if you got it, at MM Live Radio. And also, keep it locked because we will be having powerhouse vocalist, man, Blanca, on the show to talk about her new album, Shattered. You do not want to miss it.
But listen,
we got to get into some more music right here, right now. Here is No Plan B Wins by Brandon P. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to. You already know.
It's MM Live Radio.
Whoa. Hey, it's 916 on top.
Yeah. Oh man.
Whoa.
Hey,
Brandon P up in this thing. Yeah.
Whoa. Never had a plan B.
Never.
I do it to the death, but it's still me.
You don't know.
Ooh, pull up real big, you can see the three. Three chains, same color as the sun. I'm top, I ain't worried about them demons.
No.
Light another dark, what you mean? You can see it.
Ay,
yeah, I saw the king, I'm a word of form. Going for a uniform, been a form. Oh, yeah, you don't know the start. Yeah. Whoa. Man, what's this? Oh, you taking shots? Oh man, you missed. No, I never changed. RBS be the click. Yeah, this big clap, that's a hit with a switch. Hey, see me in the suit, but you know I never slack. And I gave you Brandon P just to show you I can rap. Every time they hit a beat, I can bet they run it back. And I hit a million strings on my mama, that's a black. Hey, hey, oh man.
Whoa.
Took a couple L's, but I stuck to the plan.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, what you saying? What you saying?
What?
Wins come through when you stick to the plan.
Hey.
Oh man,
man.
Took a
just come through when you stick to the plan. Never got no love from the other side. If we consider fam, then you better slide. When I hooked up with God, that was very wise. I found real love where the Mary blood. Where am I? At the top, but I'm never high. Yeah, I ain't back in my bag, time to draw the line. Why you timid, see your face, boy, you terrified. Yeah, he wrote shit the grave, that should verify. I'm always with the team, you know that's RPS and Gito. Ever since I got my wings, I've been soaring like an eagle. Had to really check my pride, had to put down my ego. I can't switch up on the team and turn my back on my ego. War ready, I was born ready, make the call. Rock steady, know the rock heavy, ready fall. Ay, I can see them hating from afar. Ay, man, at least they know who we are.
Ay, oh man, oh man.
Whoa.
Took a couple L's, but I stuck to the plan.
Yeah, yeah.
Ay, what you saying? What you saying?
What?
Wins come through when you stick to the plan.
Ay,
oh man, oh man.
Man.
Took a couple L's, but I stuck to the plan.
To the plan.
Ay, what you saying? What you saying?
Saying.
Wins come through when you stick to the plan.
Woo.
When you stick to the wins come through when you stick to the plan.
I don't talk, I just do what I do.
What I do.
Got a plan, now the wind's coming through. In my lane, I just cruise when he move. I got the plan, now the wind's coming through. Make it plain, what's your move?
What's your move?
I do my thing, David dance with the moves.
Yeah, you
said you getting bread, homie, where your proof? Hey, catch me on my grind all the time with a G.
A G.
Run my mom's a check, bottom line, what it be? Buying what you sell it, oh, I know your dog is cheap.
G.
Oh, it's really what I claim on that RPSMG.
RPSMG. Yeah.
Talking down on the fam, then you gotta go.
Gotta go.
Pride comes before the fall, that's a tight roll. Hey, they said I couldn't do it, but I might though. Moonwalking to the top like a Michael, yeah. I done seen this all before, and deja vu into a prophet. All y'all music getting boring. No, 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 it's not a shot. I just call it how I see it. Don't be all up in your feelings, cause I know it's God giving boy facts.
I just do what I do, what I do. Got a plan, now the wind's coming through, coming through. In my lane, I just cruise.
Yo, it's your boy Brandon P, and you are now listening to, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, wait, wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah, 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 yeah. Woo! Yo, yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio.
Welcome back to the number one teen young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, Eminem Live Radio. That was, man, No Plan B wins with Brandon P. And listen, we got more great music where that came from, so make sure you keep it locked right here. Listen, huge shout out to everyone that downloads the podcast every single week. Listen,
yes,
man, we see you. We honestly love the support. We do not take it for granted. But listen, man, if you're not subscribed to our Eminem Live Radio podcast, you need to go ahead and get up on it. Again, subscribe to our Eminem Live Radio podcast on iTunes, Google Play, iHeartRadio. And I want to challenge you guys this week, tell at least one friend one person you know who you think might like this show and put them up on game, man. Let them know about the show that you're loving so much. Again, that's Eminem Live Radio on podcast, iTunes, Google Play, and iHeartRadio.
Most definitely. Now, we have so much more that came from. We have 1 minute inspiration, more music, a great conversation. But Mia, how was your week? How was you feeling?
I had a really good week. How about you?
It was really chill, and I feel like I needed a chill week.
But you know what? Misa and I did want to tell you about an event we did recently earlier this week called Puerto Rico Rise Up. It was a benefit concert to help all of the victims and all of those who were affected by Hurricane Maria after in all those in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, it actually happened a year ago this month.
This month, yes.
Happened a year ago this month. And it's crazy when you actually get an insight of what's going on in different cultures and different countries, because here I am, Mia and I, we were thinking for a while that that Puerto Rico was fine, like they were kind of rebuilding and they're doing a whole lot better. And while that happens to be true, there's a lot of things that the news and the media is not sharing with us here in our country, in America.
We had a chance to talk to those who visit back and forth to Puerto Rico to see like family and just like check up on things. That's where they're from. And they just said how it's just devastating there, and how the, you know, the media, everyone just thinks that just because they're not talking about it anymore that everything is fine. Like, you know what I'm saying? And that's not the case at all, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah. They were mentioning to us that they don't have police officers in a lot of cities. And which
the educational systems are being affected. People are still, their houses have been lost. Like, a lot of things have been, that are still, you know, gone wrong in Puerto Rico.
A lot of parts of Puerto Rico are still without electricity.
Yes. Yeah.
And that it's been a whole year. So, I mean, any way that you guys can give, find it in your heart. I know that if your siblings or your family members were affected in Puerto Rico, we would be the first people to give. But a lot of times we feel like we can't put ourselves in their shoes. But find it in your heart. You know, if you feel like you're led to give, please make sure you give to our brothers and our sisters and our families in Puerto Rico that is still being affected a whole year ago when Hurricane Maria had came through the island. And you, how can they give, me one more
everyone
time?
If you want to give any type of donation, any type of financial donation, you can go to PuertoRicoRiseUp.org. Again, that's PuertoRicoRiseUp.org. You can give anything that you want, anything that's laid upon your heart. Anything will help, honestly. We want to make a huge shout out to Puerto Rico Rise Up for letting us be able to host that benefit concert.
Yeah, shout out to Dr. Blanca Duran and even Miss Karen Watkins from Bethlehem Baptist Church for even reaching out to us, because we were very excited to be a part of an event that was going to be bringing some serious change.
Yeah, so again, if you want to be able to give, you can give at PuertoRicoRiseUp.org.
Yes, most definitely. And of course, shout out to Puerto Rico. We are still praying for you guys over in that island. But Mia, we've got a good conversation happening right now.
We do have a good conversation. It's all centered around this question right here. Now, Kendall Jenner wore an afro on the cover of Vogue magazine. Now, is this cultural appropriation or is it just high fashion? We asked you guys on social media, and of course you guys already come in clutch with the comments always and forever. Huge shout out to you guys for commenting again on this week's conversation. Now we're going to read some of our favorite comments that we got over on Instagram.
On Instagram at Melissa Julan, this person says, just high fashion. Cultural appropriation is the cry wolf of the generation, and it makes me so sad. At _ black girls are gold, this person says, the thing is, that's barely an afro. So for everybody who's upset, they're really reaching.
Listen, thank you guys so much for commenting on this week's question. If you still want to go ahead and comment, listen, nothing is holding you back. Go ahead. Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. Facebook too at MM Live Radio. And answer this for us. Kendall Jenner wore an afro on the cover of Vogue magazine. Now, is this cultural appropriation or just high fashion? Let us know on all social media. But of course, you guys already know your girls are always about the inspiration, positivity, and motivation here on Eminem Live Radio. We always want to keep you guys uplifted and inspired, even if we got to do it under only 60 seconds with our 1 minute inspiration. And listen, Misa has got your 1 minute inspiration for you this week.
This inspiration is about doing what your head tells you to do versus what your heart says. I found that following your head is what makes most of your logical decisions in life, and your heart makes more of your decisions influenced by emotions. And while we need both, it's hard for many of us to make any decisions because of your heart and head clashing. The head wants time to think about it while the heart wants to dive in immediately. And it's crazy that it's even possible to be so divided within one body. Maybe you found yourself standing at a fork in the road looking for the right answer and either leaving your relationship because of the hundreds of times he's done wrong, or staying in your relationship because he fits your physically descriptive wish list so well. or maybe even choosing a job opportunity when it all comes down to saying yes because it's your passion or no because the money isn't what it should be right now. How do you make the right choice between your head and your heart? It's simple. You pray about it. Trust me, it's the best way to ease your stress of debating with yourself to make the decision that you will be at peace with. Praying has gotten me through plenty of clueless moments because I knew that God knew my end from the beginning. Look at it like this. Heart and head are both spelled with the letters H-E. And when those two don't have an answer, pray to God for guidance because He will give you the right direction.
Listen, there goes your 1 minute inspiration brought to you by my girl, Misa. Listen, I feel like that's so much truth in that inspiration because I feel like sometimes when you just don't know and you just really need guidance on whatever your situation is or whatever you need answers on, you just want to be like be guided a certain way. Listen, man, when you pray, it just gives you peace of mind.
It does.
You know, it just really does.
Give it a shot. If you've never done it before, give it a shot.
You feel better because you at least did something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So listen, huge shout out to Misa for that this week's 1 minute inspiration. And of course, you guys got to stay tuned to our social media and also youtube.com/Misa and Mia as well. We post our weekly 1 minute inspirations. We guys keep you uplifted and inspired all under 60 seconds.
Most definitely. But right here, right now, we've got to give a little shout out to our girl Jamie Grace all the way in California.
Listen, our girl is pregnant. She is about to have a whole baby.
A whole baby. She got married 7 months ago.
7 months ago.
To her Prince Charming. His name is Aaron. But not only is Jamie Grace pregnant, but her sister
is pregnant as well. And they're both set to be due in the same month.
What are the odds?
Huge shout out to Jamie Grace and her husband, Aaron, and even Morgan Harper Nichols and her husband for both of them about to expect their beautiful bundles of joy.
Times two.
So, you know, here's a song by Jamie Grace herself. Here is Waited Out. Keep it locked right here. And when we come back, we're going to have recording artist Blanca on the show talk about her new album, Shattered. Don't go anywhere you're listening to. You already know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
My best friend got a boyfriend. Said he pretty cute and he wanna be your husband. Get a ring, but one knee, boy. Don't just talk about it, better walk it out, boy. Everybody got that ring by spring, yeah. Graduating MRS degree. Gonna get dressed up, gonna stand by your side. And I'm probably gonna cry. But I stay single, team single. And it ain't cause I don't wanna mingle. One day, I'll be riding with my babe. But today, I'll be singing with my girls, singing with my ladies. All the girls with no ring on their hand, gonna hide it out cause we can, yes we can. All the girls with no ring on their hand, gonna hide it out cause we can, yes we can. Not gonna settle for less than the best, no. My daddy taught me better than that. All the girls with no ring on their hand, gonna hide it out cause we can, yes we can. Dear boy with a real nice face, you gotta understand that ain't all it takes. I get the card up, pay for the food, yup. I promise you my daddy won't be very rude, yeah. I lock this heart with a key from the king. You better talk to him if you wanna talk to me. He'll love you like no other, no need to be a stunner. He working on you and he working on this daughter. He said one day, I'll be riding with my babe. Yes, we can. Not gonna settle for less than the best, no. My daddy taught me better than that. All the girls with no ring on their hand gonna wait it out cause we can, yes we can. And he will stay by my side through the good and bad and the darkest night. I know he will be a dream come true. So I will wait for as long as it takes. My mama said that it's worth the wait. When I meet the one that I give my heart to, I'm a girl. I'm a girl. Yeah. All the girls with no ring on their hand.
Girls, Misa and Nia from, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio, and it's the moment you all have been waiting for.
That's right, Misa. She's a powerhouse pop vocalist whose music and messages are out of this world.
Yes.
Her confidence in God and herself is what speaks volumes to thousands of people when they hear her music in just a matter of seconds. Her new album, Shattered, is out now, and we're going to talk to the woman behind the music right now. We want to welcome a singer-songwriter, Blanca, to the show. Hey, Blanca, how are you?
Hi, girls. Hi.
Listen, welcome to the show. We're so excited to have you. Thanks for taking the time to hang out with us here on Eminem Live Radio.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Of course, of course. But before we get into this music, Blanca, I had to talk about this with you first. Now, of course, we all know Halloween just passed, and you and your son had the cutest costume that took us to infinity and beyond. But if you guys haven't seen it on social media, Blanca and her son dressed up as Buzz Lightyear and Jesse from Toy Story. It was absolutely so adorable. Now, whose idea was it to dress up as these characters, yours or your son's?
Well, my son, you know, I gave him a few options because he's a little indecisive, and he chose to be Buzz Lightyear. So I was like, we have to do a family thing. And my husband did Woody, and I did Jesse, and it was so fun. I mean, Halloween in itself, it's crazy because, you know, I posted those pictures and you have people writing in and having their opinion of, oh, you know, you shouldn't celebrate that if you're a daughter of God. And you know, with my family, I'm like, I've found the freedom that is in Christ, and just being able to spend time and see that smile on my son's face where we can just do a family event or go to his school or to our church and have like a fall festival type of night is super fun. So I'm grateful that you guys enjoyed it.
Well, listen, you guys definitely won Halloween this year. It was absolutely amazing. But Blanca, I have to tell you, congrats on all of the success with the new album.
Yes.
It was highly anticipated after the release of your debut album. Now, when it comes to creating a whole new project, a whole new body of work, a whole new message, is there any pressure when it comes to living up to the previous releases?
There is. My personality in itself is one that get super, you know, worried, and I'm like anxious about stuff, and what if people don't like it, and is this gonna measure up to what I've done in the past? And I even going back to coming from Groupon Crew and going as a solo artist, I'm like, are people gonna like me? How is this gonna be taken, you know? But for this particular album, it actually, there was so much freedom that came from this music, and I just walked through some hardship and very difficult times. So I wanted the music to kind of speak for itself and be less concerned with, you know, how it was going to be taken, more so than the authenticity and the honesty in the songs themselves.
And it's so interesting, Mia. I don't think a lot of people really understand the pressures that artists have to go through, you know, of course, with, you know, putting out a project that's kind of like your baby, you know, even kind of living up to the expectations of your last and previous projects. But let me tell you this, Blanca, you are absolutely killing it.
Oh my goodness.
But I know that everyone was looking forward to the release of this new album that's out right now. But tell us, what inspired you to entitle the album Shattered?
Well, these last 2 years have been, like I mentioned, just very hard, very difficult years. My mom battled with breast cancer for a few years, and December 2nd of 2016, she actually passed away from breast cancer. And so I entered into this new writing, you know, season and trying to prepare for a new record because it was due. And I'm like, I don't even know where to begin. Like, I'm just dealing with so much, not trauma, but just difficulties with losing my mom and having to walk through that. And I felt emotionally just drained. And I remember walking into the studio, one of the first sessions that I did, and the producer being like, man, this is exactly where you need to be. This is exactly where you need to write from. It needs to be from the truth of what you're walking out and what you're living out. And that just became the heartbeat behind this record. And Shattered is a song on the record itself. And it's, I would say, the foundation of the album. It's mm-hmm. just about God's restoration and how he can take our brokenness and our hardest, most darkest places and make us stronger than we ever thought possible.
You know, I love that about music, because when I was listening to the album and then I heard Shattered, I don't know what it was. It just, like, it really moved me in my heart. And it's like, in a way, I felt you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know how it's crazy how someone can write a song and then people can just connect through it and feel the same emotions, and it can, like, you know, speak to so many other people. So hearing you say that now, I know if it moved something in me, it definitely moved something in someone else. But listen, guys, your girls Eminem are hanging out with singer-songwriter Blanca, and we're talking about her new album, Shattered. Now, Blanca, you said that you want this album to be about honesty. And, you know, some people, that's easier said than done. So take us through, like, the writing process for this album. Was it easy or challenging to be vulnerable for this album?
I think for sure there was some challenges. You try to not get in your own way, and it, going back to the first question you asked me, it's like the pressures of wanting to deliver a record that people would like, but also staying true to who you are, staying true to the honesty of what you're living out. And so there was moments that I did battle that and try to, I recorded like 40 songs for this record.
Wow.
Having to choose and narrow it down to just 13. We were only going to do 10. And I was like, I can't. I got to add like at least 13. Just give me 13.
Well,
you know?
Thank you for that. We enjoy it.
But it is challenging to really speak from your heart. But I'm grateful for the writers and producers out there that I did get to work with, that were able to just capture my heart and, you know, hear out my story and help me articulate it in a way to put it into song.
Now, that's absolutely crazy, because to narrow something down from 40, and they had to have been amazing songs. 40 songs.
Dang, Blanca, you were working.
Yeah. like the hardest working woman in gospel music at this moment. But now, I know people are looking forward to seeing you perform these songs live, and you've actually been touring recently, and we heard that you're going to be going to Belgium very, very soon. Now, how excited are you to go overseas to Belgium and everywhere else to let people hear about your project?
I love traveling overseas. That's always such a blast, just getting to experience other cultures.
Yeah.
And just, it's always been a dream of mine since I was a little girl to travel the world and get to experience that. So I'm very excited. But I did just get off tour with Mandisa. And Jasmine Murray, two of my dearest sisters, and we had an amazing time. It was an all-girl tour targeted to women, so even in the audience it was all women, and it was just super fun to be able to, like, let your hair down, talk about all the things, and get to the heart of the matter. So I really enjoyed myself on tour as well.
That sounds like a lot of fun. It's funny, Blanca, because we interview a lot of artists, and it's funny because just recently we interviewed a good friend of ours, Derek Minor, and of course he was on the Better.
It's not a game tour,
and he was telling us about his tour life with the guys, and of course guys, they've got to be smelly. They're very, very, you know, very much themselves. But how different is it for women to be on the tour, you know, riding with other women and playing music?
Oh, it is so different. Usually, I'm one of the only, if not the only, girl on tour. I toured with Derek Minor, and even on that tour, there was probably the only girls that were there were the girls that were, like, working the concourse or merchandise.
Right.
Aside from me. So it's usually the other way around. Like, you're traveling with a bunch of stinky boys all
right.
the time. But getting to just tour with girls and having, it was like, we miss that. Like, being on the road, sometimes, you know, there is times where you feel lonely or you don't have that community or that ability to just, like, connect and bond and have that girl time that, you know, that you can get at home. When you're out on the road, you miss that. So being able to just, like, do my makeup with the girls and them giving me tips and I'm giving them tips and we're getting dressed and, like, picking out outfits.
The ultimate girls' night out.
It was just like, oh, it was so fun. And aside from just, like, the fun aspect, then you had, like, we would do what do you call it, devotionals every day before our show together. Yeah. And
that's good.
It was like my heart needed it. Like it was just so good for my heart as well to be able to build with them and like have that time to connect and build each other up.
And I'm so glad you were able to share that with us, Blanca, because I feel like in a time like we're in now, it's so important for women to hear other women uniting with each other. Because I mean, there's so much going on. Girls are going back and forth and so many different other things. So the fact that you were able to share that, that speaks volumes, because we women need to hear that.
Especially women with the platform and women in music. We're always hearing the, you know, who's the queen of rap or who's the queen of this, in which we don't really see all of this, you know, combativeness with the guys in the industry. So it's really great that you're able to share that.
100%. I think we live in a day and age where it's so easy to get in the trap of comparison and going on Instagram and looking at everybody else's feed and who's doing what. And girls can sometimes get in this mentality where it's like there can only be one, you know, who's gonna outdo the other one. But to see girls come together and really just be able to connect and love on each other and build each other up and not make it about perfectionism or outdoing one another, but really like championing one another and being life-giving. Yeah. Like it was impactful for me.
Well,
for
please
sure.
keep it up, because I mean that is definitely something that this speaks generation volumes. Needs to see all the time. And Blanca, we're so glad that we got the chance to talk to you. Thanks again for hanging out with us here on the show. But before you go, give everyone your social media so that they can stay connected with you.
Hello?
Blanca, can you hear us?
Yes.
There we go.
Okay, let's do that again.
Okay, no worries. We're so glad that we got the chance to talk to you and hang out with you guys, with you today. But thanks again for hanging out with us on the show. But before you go, give everyone your social media so that they can stay connected with you.
Yes, for sure. My social media is Official Blanca. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook. Also, officialblanca.com is my website. And for Twitter, it's The Real Blanca. So make sure you guys connect with me. It's actually me on those socials. I love to hear from people and write back and have communication. So make sure you reach out and say hello.
Listen, guys, you heard Blanca say it herself. She wants to connect with you. Be sure to follow her on all social media. And also, go get Blanca's album. Go get it. It's called Shattered, and it's sold everywhere digitally.
Yes, and listen, Blanca, we love you so much, and this album also. And we're always rooting for you. And just know that you got our support here on Eminem Live Radio. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you so much, girls. It was great talking with you.
Of course, same here. Now, to all of our listeners, don't go anywhere, because you're about to hear new music from our girl Blanca right here, right now.
That's right here, Steady by Blanca from her new album, Shattered. Listen to this one, and we'll be right back. You're listening to, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio.
I'm all over the place, and I tend to get in the way, yeah. Feels like I'm in outer space. Get it together. I get so emotional, high and low. Take everything personal, but you don't. I don't wanna do this on my own. I let it go. Hold me together.
Together. love is running over. Yeah, it's running over. Even when I try to run, you don't give up. No, you get even closer. You get even closer. Even in all of my mess, you see my best. Your love is running over. Yeah, it's running over. Even when I try to run, you don't give up. No, you get even closer. You get even closer. Oh.
My name is Misa.
My name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio, and we are going in.
Going in.
As always, here in the studio, thanks so much for tuning in. That was my girl, Blanca. She had the song Steady. There you go.
Listen, huge shout out to Blanca for being on this show this week. Be sure to go get her new album, Shattered. It's sold everywhere digitally.
Yes, most definitely. But Mia, we got to get into this conversation. Just to give you guys a little backstory, Vogue magazine posted Kendall Jenner on the front cover with an afro, and a lot of people were not happy.
They were not having it. So therefore, we're asking, is this cultural appropriation or just high fashion? Huge shout out to everybody that commented on this week's question. Now, of course, you guys know you got to get your girls' opinions on the question. So Misa, is this cultural appropriation or just high fashion?
I think it's just high fashion. I mean, like, we have our own standards, us being, you know, black women ourselves, wearing the afro. I think we have our own standards of what an afro is. And there's a lot of people that do not consider what Kendall Jenner had on her head being an afro. But regardless, I was not offended. I do not think that that was cultural appropriation. I think it was just simply high fashion.
Listen, man, I'm not sure high fashion, but I don't think for a fact it was cultural appropriation. Like Misa said, to what I think is an afro, it really didn't fit my description of what it was. So therefore, I immediately, when I saw it, I wasn't offended to it.
Yeah, yeah. I think a lot of times, honestly, us, our community, I think sometimes we get a little touchy about, you know, what is a cultural appropriation, what isn't. Now, don't get me wrong. When it comes to hairstyles, I do think that there are a lot of hairstyles that are not welcomed when we wear them in the workplace or at school or in your universities. But when other people of other races, such as white people, when they do wear the afro or they do wear the locks or they have the hair braided back, it's like, this is amazing. This is high fashion. These are braided knots. They're Bantu knots, sis.
And, yeah, Misa saying that, it's not a shade or a diss or anything. It's just, honestly, it's a double standard that our society has created. Not necessarily what we're saying, but what our society says. When we wear certain things, like our black people, we wear certain things, it's bashed, but in other cultures, it's accepted.
Yeah,
that's basically what we're saying. And it shouldn't be like that because it was originated our way. So how do you think what's the best way for someone to avoid cultural appropriation? Say if someone wants to dress up as like a Native American for Halloween, let's say, per se, or like whatever the case may be, might want to show honor to another culture, how should they go? How's the right way for them to go about doing those things?
I don't know. I kind of feel like you slick need to ask for permission in a way. Like, what is the best way for me not to offend your culture? I love culture. I love, you know, eating different foods from different cultures, submerging myself in different cultures. But I've realized that at a young age, I could not go out and trick-or-treat dressed as a Native American. I could not go out and trick-or-treat dressed as Mulan because that was offensive. That was cultural appropriation. I think, to be honest, you need to kind of ask somebody of that culture to see if it's appropriate, honestly.
Now, honestly, thinking about it, I think that if you have to think in your mind, is this offensive, I think you should just be safe and just not do it.
Yeah, yeah, because you mentioned the Andy Mineo. You know, he mentioned that he loves the kente cloth and dashikis.
Dashikis, yeah.
And he knew, like, he could not really, you know, go get that outfit.
He would get slandered.
Yeah, yeah. So he had to admire from afar. He knew deep in his mind, I will body that outfit.
Listen, just accept your culture for what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And embrace what you have. Don't try to take from other people. Not saying that you have bad intentions, but accept what you have. Let other people enjoy their culture and you just enjoy yours.
Yeah, but I do think that you guys at least ask for permission, because a lot of people, they just kind of, they try to adopt different cultures.
Who you gonna ask, Misa?
Somebody. Somebody know. Hey, Google. Ask somebody. Somebody knows.
Is this appropriate?
But there's a lot of people that want to, you know, live their life, their best life, and try to, like, you know, learn from different cultures. And sometimes you can't, because it's going to hurt somebody's feelings. So that's why I would say to ask somebody.
But listen, let us know. What are you guys thinking? Let us know what you think about this week's question. Hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio and answer this week's question for us. But listen, we're going to get back to some more music. Very, very, very excited to see this guy on tour this upcoming week, man. Here is Ty Brazzle with Phoenix in Exile. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to, you already know,
it's MM Live Radio.
One time from the east to the west side, yeah, yeah. They just seen Young T on the rise, I'm a phoenix in exile. Giving game from the pretense to the next life. Penalty on the defense, we moved up. Look at me, big stage with the candle. Light up the city and smoke like camel. Stick to the route, Antoine Randall. Stay stick to the blueprint. Never stop troubleshooting, tune in. New modern maestro with the composition. And a dope, my role for the soul soothing. Met a diss, a note, take the pencil, two pinnacle. On my pedestal cooling, yeah, yeah. Step on the premises, pedaling. Heaven sent melody, sentences grooving, yeah. Yahweh co-signed the movement. If I die too soon, then thank God for the day. Metro booming. Ray Charles at the road jack. We zoom in. On the tour bus like G5. Open doors up like suicide. Out of Atmos orbit. Free sky. I'm a phoenix in exile. Look where we at now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look in the sky, see me in smoke. Look how I rose up from the dust. Phoenix in exile, look below. Oh, oh. Came a long way, I ain't done, no. Yeah, yeah. I got something to say, check the envelope. Music for the soul, I'm a connoisseur. Holy Father, look over after close. They wanna shoot me down, they Galactian pros. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm a pastor with the chaplain clothes. God told me to speak the word, but the mask turned for the idol though. Yeah, but still, I'ma let it flow. Yeah, yeah, one time for you.
A vibe, a vibe. That was Phoenix in Exile by Ty Brazzle. You're back with your girls, Misa and Mia. From You Already Know, it's MM Live Radio.
Be sure to follow your girls on all social media. Like us on Facebook at MM Live Radio.
And follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Periscope at MM Live Radio.
Yes, and we hope you guys enjoyed today's show just as much as we did. But remember, you can still give us your opinions on this week's conversation.
That's right. Just go ahead and go to our social media and tell us, answer this question. Kendall Jenner wore an afro on the cover of Vogue magazine. Is this cultural appropriation or just high fashion?
Make sure you are subscribed to our MM Live Radio podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or iHeartRadio. And for more info, go to our website at misaandmia.com/podcast.
Listen, huge shout out to singer-songwriter Blanca for hanging out with us this week on MM Live Radio. Make sure you guys go get her new album, Shattered. It's on all digital music outlets.
And tune into MM Live Radio next week, because we're going to give you straight fire as we give you new music from your favorite artists. Don't miss next week's Hot Track Off the Rack.
And also be sure to stay tuned for more hashtags, conversation, music, and so much more. Make sure you're nowhere else but here. Same time, same place. But of course, we got to give the credit where it's due.
You know it. MM Live Radio is the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
Engineered and co-produced by K.E. to the M.O. Kimo Jones.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Misa and Mia.
And executive producer, Crystal Evans. And MM Live Radio is an M&M Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's show. But your girls got to get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like you mean it.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry, because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And when you can't turn left
or right, turn up, because down is not an option.
Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day, it'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week, it'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month, it'll become the best year of your life. We love you so much, and thanks for tuning in. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia, and you're listening to the number one teen young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. You already know, it's MM Live Radio.
Talk to you soon.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man, come on. Wait, go back. There it is. Yeah. Yo, you are now tuned in to the livest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's
crime, turning up the guilt, turning up for Christ. This is Eminem Radio, Eminem Radio. Turn it up, here we go,